Hi, is this Carrie Johnson?
Hello. Hello?
Is this Carrie Johnson?
No, this is Anthony West.
Oh, hi, Anthony.
How you doing? It's Carrie's uncle.
Carrie's uncle, right, I understand. I thought this was Carrie's number.
No, it's my number. I have his new number, if you want it.
Yeah, I see here that the number ending in 2033 is not yours anymore.
2033? Who is this I'm speaking to?
You speak to Shira from Family First.
Oh, yeah, we've been looking for you.
Yeah, I've been looking for you, too. But I just am getting a little bit confused here. You said that...
The phone, that 203 number phone, it fell in the toilet. So we're waiting for a new phone for that phone.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this is the number I can reach you in the meantime?
Yeah, both phones was mine. Carrie got a new phone. He got his own phone now.
Got you. Okay, so what's been going on? How is everything?
We got the paperwork done as far as in the financial now, and they said they're waiting for the lady said everything was good. She said she's just waiting for them to approve it.
Okay, so what you're going to be looking out for now, because you've already finished so much of the process, you're already 95% done. Here's what you're going to expect soon, okay? The county should be by the way, when did they tell you this?
A couple days ago. Last Thursday.
All right, that was last week.
Yeah, I talked to her last week.
Okay, so what you're going to expect now, Anthony, is they're going to want to set up an insurance. Maybe it's going to be, they're going to give you an option. I believe it's Keystone, UBMC, AmeriHealth, and New York Best Medical. No, not New York Best Medical. My bad. Let me get those dates. Let me get those insurances. And AmeriHealth, okay? Now, the agency suggests you go to UPMC because they're easier to work with, but ultimately it's going to be your decision. Now, this insurance...
Let me write that down.
Okay.
UBMC.
UPMC.
UPMC.
Yes, it's Umbrella, Patrick, Monday, Charlie.
Okay.
Now, this insurance is going to come down to you once everything is set up, and they're going to give you one last assessment. Now, this assessment is very important because it's going to determine how many hours you are approved. I always tell my clients that, you know, don't clean the house, don't clean anything. Show them what it looks like when you have nobody. Now, if you do live with somebody and somebody just come and help you, that's great, but don't tell them that. That is my advice, only because they want to see that you're alone. The more alone you look, the more hours you get approved for.
Okay.
But that's all dependent if you want that. Like I said, this is just a suggestion, and that's all.
Okay.
Now, what else is there? What else can I let you know? Yes, another thing that's very important. They're going to ask you which agency you're with. It's important that you give our agency's correct name because as soon as you're approved ours, they're going to send us an authorization that allows us to pay your caregiver. Now, I see here that your caregiver here is Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's going to allow us to pay Carrie. So do you want to take down our correct name in case they ask?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the correct name is Family First Care. Family First Care, LLC.
Okay. And this is your number that's on my phone, right?
Correct. This is my direct line. But if you can't reach me by just calling, you could always put in extension 119.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So, Anthony, I will try to give you a call back, by Wednesday. If you have any news before that, give me a call. Otherwise, I'm going to wish you the best of luck and know that we're here to help you if you have any questions that come up. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep, my pleasure. Be well. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.